Now, this is the best looking soap I've ever seen.
It is pretty.
Lysol.
What's that oatmeal do?
I don't know. But she's the first person I've ever seen put oatmeal in.
Never heard of that.
I hadn't either. And she sells it for 25 cents. She brings it to the center and we buy it from her.
That is good.
Did you get the date when this church was organized?
No, I didn't. I wanted to ask you another. On that fireplace you had in your house, did it have any kind of shelf or board or something over it?
Yes, it had a board over the top of it. A long, people would put, whatever they wanted to. Sometimes people might, if a man smoked or chewed, he might put his tobacco up there. If he dips snuff, he might put that up there.
Did you call it the board, or what did you call it then?
Mantelpiece. The mantelpiece.
And what kind of furniture would you have there in that, in that room, sitting around the fire?
Well, a long time ago, my parents had chairs that were made, handmade, and they were made, took rawhide and put the bottoms in them. They would get a piece of oak and file it down and make the chair. And then they would take a piece of rawhide, a cowhide, and make the bottom.
And that was that's what you sat in?
Mm-hmm, you sat in.
Was there anything like that?
No.
Mm-mm. What do you call something like that?
This is just vinyl here.
That piece of furniture there?
Or a couch.
Have you ever heard it called anything else? Something like that with arms and a padded back and that seats several people?
Some people have the beautiful love seats, and they're real pretty.
Is there any difference in a couch and a love
seat?
Yes,
it's a lot different.
What's the difference
then? Different in the make of it, you know, how it's made. It would usually have a arch. It's probably the back of it is an arch, and it would probably have arms.
Sort of
like
curved
this, curved on, and it could be curved in front, or maybe just like this. But they are beautiful. And, an antique one is out of this world.
Well, is there any difference in the length of them, though? I mean, would you...
Mm-hmm, yes, a difference in the length. They aren't... Oh, would be about like this.
About, what, two-thirds
from
as long
here,
as the
couch? From here to there. Because it's a love seat. Two people sit on.
Okay.
You see, it's a love seat.
But a couch, you'll say, seats... Three or what? Four.
Yeah, four people can sit on
here. Have you ever heard of a couch called anything else? Something like a sofa?
Sofa? Uh-huh. Yeah, long time ago they didn't have these kinds, they just called them sofas. And they were beautiful. Some of them were velvet, and some of them were made out of a less expensive material.
Well, what was the difference though in a sofa and a couch? I mean, is there any difference or?
Well, I guess mostly the difference is in the time in which they were. Back in the 19 and 18 and 15 and thing, back there, they might say a sofa. And now we just a couch. I just call this a couch. You sit on the couch. Go sit on the couch.
Have you ever seen any similar pieces of furniture like that? Any other?
What kind?
Any other pieces that like would seat more than one person?
Love seats a lot? Oh, yes. And some of them's made of wicker. They're beautiful.
Love seats or couches or sofas or what?
Yeah, can be made of wicker. Mostly, usually you don't hardly find the wicker that's as big as this, but they were something like this, you know, and they're very pretty. And some
about two people sit on them.
Two people could sit on them. And sometime you might have a wicker chair. They maybe have a velvet, beautiful velvet top. Or what people used to do, they did handwork.